So try it.
Come on now. You held it for 100 days.
The Senate will come to order. Would all senators indicate their presence by voting? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 17 members present. Senators Bradley, Ferguson, Meeland, and Curtula are excused from the call of Senate today. Senator Curtula is present.
Our chaplain this morning is Pastor Bruce Quinn of the Church of God.
Father, we come in the name of Jesus to ask you to bless and anoint every person here this morning. We pray that you would give us wisdom and understanding of your will in this session. We pray that the issues brought forth would be voted on in unison and would be pleasing to your sight. We ask all in Jesus' name, your Heavenly Father, God, that your will would be done. Amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 96th, 97th, and 98th legislative days and Senate Supplement Number 31.
Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. Introduction of guests, Senator Petula.
President Gallery is here, a good friend of many of us. Mr. DeBay, Pat Bracken.
Any further introduction of guests? Senator Holman.
Mr. President, I'm not sure if our friend Andy Edge was introduced to the prior session, but with us today is Mr. Edge.
Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor.
Message of April 14. Dear Mr. President, please add to your list of Alaskans to be confirmed for appointments to boards and commissions the following. This list has been distributed to the senators.
I'll go ahead and make the referral. There is, as senators are aware, we did have scheduled a joint session tomorrow. That joint session will be delayed a week, but we'll take that up in the normal order of businesses and messages from the House. The referral of the new appointees to the Board of Fisheries, the referral of resources, Guide Licensing Board resources, Board of Hairdressing and Beauty Culture Examiners, Commerce, State Commission for Human Rights, Judiciary, Medical Board, Health Education Social Services, Board of Pharmacy, Commerce, Board of Public Accountancy, Commerce, Public Officers Commission, State Affairs, Violent Crimes Compensation Board, Judiciary, Board of Welding Examiners, Labor and Management, Commission on Post-Secondary Education, Health Education Social Services. I believe that concludes the referral.
Mr. President, I assume that the Secretary usually has in the past prepared one list of all appointees for the joint session.
I believe that they had already prepared the list for tomorrow. We will prepare another list including these. I want to advise all chairmen that if the new appointees, if in the opinion of the committee, that the new appointees cannot be adequately investigated between now and the time of the joint session, why appreciate your announcement to that effect, and the Senate will take whatever action as we deem necessary under the circumstances. Senator Curtula.
Well, Mr. President, can we inform you by, say, 1 o'clock today or something like that?
In fact, I would say 1 o'clock Wednesday, sir, would be adequate.
Thank you.
Give you a chance to meet with your committees and give some thought to it. Next order of business.
Messages from the governor of April 14. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following bills and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 644, Supplemental Appropriations to the Department of Health and Social Services, Medicaid Miscellaneous, General Relief Medical, and Handicapped Children, effective date Chapter 28. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 266, creation of an alternative power resource revolving loan fund, Chapter 29, Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 717, Conference Committee, Supplemental Appropriation for Salaries and Operating Expenses of the University of Alaska, effective date, Chapter 30. House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 773, Special Appropriation to the Department of Fish and Game, Division of Commercial Fisheries, effective date, House Bill Number, Chapter 31, House Bill Number 849, amended, Group Disability Insurance, effective date, Chapter 32, Session Laws, 1978, sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor, House Bill Number 619, Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Labor for Vocational Rehabilitation and Pump Station Number 8 Injury, effective date, Chapter 33. I have signed the following resolution and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 60, requesting the federal government to remove solid waste on land in Alaska in accordance with the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, PL 94-580. Legislative Resolve Number 18. Those are the messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
Message of April 14. The House has passed Senate Bill 464 amended. Regional Educational Attendance Area School Boards Elections and Return. This has been sent to enrolling. Message of April 17. Mr. President, due to the fact that additional names have been submitted by the governor for confirmation, we request that the joint session scheduled for tomorrow be rescheduled for April 25, 1978 at 2 p.m. in the House chambers for the purpose of considering the confirmation of appointees submitted by the governor.
Is there any objection to deferral of the previously scheduled joint session for tomorrow until 1 week from tomorrow? Senator Curtula? Hearing no objection, so ordered.
Message of April 14. The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 661 by the Judiciary Committee. An act revising the criminal laws of the state and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
Those are the messages from the House this morning.
Standing Committee Communications. Excuse me.
There's a communication of April 11 from Frank Holman, Chairman, submitting further recommendations and fiscal notes on House bills and Senate bills in accordance with Chapter 130, Session Law 77. That is the only communication.
Senate stand at ease. The Senate will come back to order. The communication from Mr. Frank Holman, dated April 11, containing numerous fiscal notes and analytical material relates to a number of House bills and Senate bills. The Secretary will check with the historian and transmit to the present chairman, having custody of each of those bills, the fiscal note that goes with that particular bill or resolution or matter. Next order.
Understanding committee reports. Message of April 13. Pursuant to your instructions, the Senate State Affairs Committee has considered the appointment of Mr. Charles Belke as chairman, Ms. Jane Arles Sturgeluski as vice chairman, Mr. Lee C. Kaufman, Mr. George A. Morrison, Suzanne Overby, Byron Mallett, Ken Carson, William Corbis, and Mayor Ronald Larson as members of the New Capitol Site Planning Commission and finds that it has no objections to their appointment. Signed, Senator Curtula, co-chairman, Senator Batty, Senator Willis. The Resources Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 101, Board of Fisheries to consider establishing fish quotas with which encourage stable monthly harvests under consideration. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Poland, Chairman, concurring, Senators Butrovich and Tillian. Senator Huber signed no recommendation. 101 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Resources Committee considered House Bill 704, Special Appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Land and Water Management, and recommends do and reports it back without recommendation. Signed, Senator Pullen, Chairman, concurring, Senators Butkovich, Huber, and Tillian. 704 has for the referral to Finance. The Finance Committee considered House Bill 783, Special Appropriation to Alaska State Council on the Arts, and a majority of the committee recommends due pass with the Health, Education, and Social Services Amendment. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring, Senators Holman, Croft, Tillian, and Butkovich. Senator Orsini signed, do not pass bill, do pass amendment. House Bill 783 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 535, Exercise of Emergency Medical Services by Municipalities Inside and Outside the Corporate Limits of Municipalities, and Committee Substitute for House Bill 132, State Educational Incentive Grant Programs, and recommends they be placed on the April 17 calendar. Signed, Senator Zicker, Chairman, concurring Senators Coletta and Rader. These do appear on today's calendar. There are no further standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution number 49 by the State Affairs Committee relating to a national aquaculture plan and supporting S-2762.
Resources.
That is the only. Okay, this will be 50. That is the only resolution.
Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 591 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to the practice of psychology, counseling, and psychometrics.
Health, Education, and Social Services.
That was the only bill this morning.
Brings us to the data calendar.
Senate Bill number 535 by the State Affairs Committee, an act authorizing exercise of emergency medical services by municipalities inside and outside the corporate limits of municipalities. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring Senators Willis, Ziegler, and Bradley. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Orsini, Chairman, concurring Senators Willis, Hackney, and Ferguson. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Senate Bill number 535, an act authorizing exercise of emergency medical services by municipalities inside and outside the corporate limits of municipalities.
Is there any discussion or debate? Senator Orsini?
President, this bill merely adds emergency medical services to the several services that municipalities may now provide outside of their municipal boundaries. Testimony in committee was favorable by the Department of Public Safety, Department of Health and Social Services. There was no unfavorable testimony. It seems like an optional authority to local governments providing the vote for it.
Senator Huber.
Mr. President, through the chair to either Senator Hackney or Senator Orsini, I'd like to question whether the addition of emergency medical services will affect the City of Fairbanks and its ambulance service. Emergency medical service, which is provided all around the area. The reason I ask this question is that this puts it subject to AS-2933-010, which it may or may not have been subject to before. The, as I understand it, if the North Star Borough, after we pass this act, wished to put in an emergency medical service, which would include an ambulance, that then the City of Fairbanks would be precluded from doing it any longer. And I wonder if it would have any effect at all.
Is there any member wish to speak to that issue?
Mr. President.
Senator Huber.
To make it a little clearer, the key to it is 2933010, and it, the important part is B, which says no city, whether home rule or not, may exercise an area-wide power conferred in it or assumed by means of 250-290 of this chapter once that power is being exercised by a borough. And for the edification of all present, the Fairbanks North Star Borough is a second-class borough that does not necessarily have health powers, but it does have hospital powers. And I just wonder if we, if somebody can answer the question as to whether we're making a burble so that the city of Fairbanks cannot operate the ambulance service, and we may end up being without one.
Senator Orsini.
President, I think unless the borough decides to add that as an area-wide service, that the city would be allowed to continue providing that service. The section one of the bill adds there's a list of municipal facilities and services, and section one of the bill adds emergency medical services to that. Health services and hospital facilities, this is 2948030, is existing as number five in that list of services. So this would be a separate service and not come under the broader category of health services and hospital facilities. So unless the borough specifically adopts emergency medical services as an area-wide basis, then the city could continue to provide its existing services outside of city boundaries.
Senator Huber.
Mr. President, then I guess that the answer to the question is that if we wanted to make it so that the Fairbanks city government could continue to furnish the ambulance service on an area-wide basis that they presently furnish, regardless of whether the second-class borough wanted them to or not, we would have to take the reference to AS 2933010 out of this bill if that's what we wanted to do. I wondered, has anybody looked into it to see what what the interface might be between those two local governments? It was introduced by our committee, I realize that, but that wasn't where we would have found that out.
Is there any further discussion or debate? The question is, shall Senate Bill number 535 pass the Senate? Senator may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary take the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 3 excused.
And so Senate Bill number 535 has passed the Senate.
Committee
Senator Huber.
I'll serve notice of reconsideration on my vote of Senate Bill 535 in order to have time to get the answer to the question.
Secretary, so note.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 132.
Yes, Senator Curtula.
I'd move and ask now since the Senate. May substitute House Bill 132 be held over in second reading until tomorrow as a calendar, although it's on the present one. There's an area of scholarship loans involved here that I wanted to check out. I apologize to the Senate, but I didn't realize this bill would be before us at this time, being a House bill.
There is a motion.
It's a House bill, it's not a Senate bill.
There's a motion to hold over one legislative day. Senator, Senator Ray, you have the floor, sir. Senator Sanities. Senator will come back to order. There is a request that the committee substitute for House Bill 132 be held over one legislative day. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Includes the calendar. Any unfinished business? Special orders? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President,
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be given the personal privilege of the floor.
Without objection, you have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, I'd like to report to the Senate on the trip that I and Senator Homan made to the Arizona legislature. Very briefly, Mr. Chairman, I had some doubts about the wisdom of sending various members to the various legislatures. Our trip, I think, was fruitful, and I think there are some definite advantages we can point to. First, we were very courteously treated when we arrived in Arizona. An old fellow alumni of the University of Arizona was kind enough to take us around, introduce us to a number of various members. We spoke with the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House. We also spoke with the Governor's top aide. The Governor wasn't in town. The essence of our conversations was a commitment from the President of the Senate to introduce a resolution in support of Alaska's position on D2 lands, and a further commitment to take that resolution to caucus and pass it as speedily as possible. The Speaker of the House was likewise supportive and indicated he would do all to assist the Senate in passing a resolution. I was very pleased with that. I think Senator Homan was too, and I think the legislature should be, because it indicates they understand our problems. They have a great deal of federal land, and had a similar problem in southern Arizona with regard to federal lands. After our visit in Phoenix, which was covered by the newspapers, at my own expense, I journeyed to Tucson, which is Morris Udall's hometown. I met with Mayor Lou Murphy. Mayor Murphy was very supportive of Alaska's position, again, being a southern Arizonan. He understood the problem with federal lands. He assured me that he would introduce a resolution on this topic in support of Alaska's position before the Tucson City Council, Morris Udall's council. I talked to the newspapers and appeared on the 6 o'clock news in Tucson, explaining Alaska's position on D2 lands, explaining some of the concerns that we had. It wasn't a political issue. It was strictly a factual issue, talking about the considerations we would like to see in H.R. 39 and stressing that we are a state who supports conservation. On the other hand, we support a strong state economy, and we felt we could have both of these. The trip, I think, especially with the resolution from Tucson being an additional benefit, was a success. It was an enjoyable trip. It took 2 days, a day in Phoenix and a day in Tucson. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any further special orders? Announcements? City Poland.
Mr. President, Senate Resources will meet this afternoon at 1:30 to take up HB 477, Sale of State Land, and SB 562, Alaska Land Policy.
Senator Hackney. Senator Sackett.
Finance tomorrow morning at 8.
Senator Holman.
Budget audit committee will meet at 12 o'clock noon today. We'll have ORPs before the committee as a result of the court's decision on the 12th. We will discuss the court's decision during this morning's meeting and consider some of the audits that the auditors have presented to us. Also, the free conference committee on House Bill 780 we'll meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in room 112. I think that's Representative Parr's committee.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, the Gas Line Negotiating Committee will be meeting in the Governor's Conference Room at 1:30 today. Northwest Energy Corporation will present their formal proposal for participation of the state in the proposed gas line.
In that regard, I would hope that as many members of the Finance and Resources Committee who might be able to attend that do so. I understand the conflict, Senator, that you've already announced. Do the best we can with the time we have to work with. Any further announcements? Senator Willis.
I'll stay in the fair at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Room 630 of court telling. Senate Bill 433, state agency publication. House Bill 870 amended, special appropriation for the Capital Site Planning Commission. That'll be 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Any further announcements? Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I need to ask that we consent Senator Jim.
Without hearing any objections, so ordered.
Yes.